Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, Iranian leader, for now, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has rejected a call by U.S. President Donald Trump for Iran to unconditionally surrender amid the regime's aerial war with Israel. You know what's kind of interesting about that? I've yet to see, I can't find this anywhere. If anybody's asked Trump, because Trump has asked for unconditional surrender, what is unconditional surrender? A lot of these reporters are so busy in the gotcha game, trying to make Trump look bad, look like a dictator. They forget to do basic reporting things. What is unconditional surrender? Maybe Ducey will ask it. He's the only one with a real, true, functioning brain in the press corps. Is unconditional surrender, is Trump talking out? It really is kind of confusing. I mean, if I was the Ayatollah, I'd have questions too. And I'm sure they're back-channeling it. But is unconditional surrender, look, we unconditionally give up our nukes and Khamenei gets to live? Trump seemed to have implied that. We know where he is, but we're not going to kill him right now. We can, but we won't. Unless he doesn't give up the nukes. Or does unconditional surrender mean, I mean, clearly it already means, look, Khamenei says, okay, come on, come in. We give up. It's fine. We surrender. You can blow up our nuclear facilities. We won't interfere, which is what Trump wants. Or is unconditional surrender, hey, okay, we give up. You could blow up our nuke facilities. We won't oppose you in the air when you're flying in. Oh, and we're going to step down. We saw Iranian government planes yesterday flying out of the country, landing, I believe it was in Oman. We don't know who's on them. So they're clearing out. The Iranian regime's really been really big on jihad and dying for Allah, but they're never really that big on doing it themselves. They like to send others when they're not bombing hospitals for little kids. You know what kills me, by the way? All these people stand up for Iran. Have you noticed, but let me take this as an instructive moment, okay? Israel has, there have been Iranian casualties, and we don't want to see that because the Iranian people are, for the most part, innocent. They're slaves, they're serfs. But Israel really has tried to limit the casualties to just members of the military and other homicidal maniacs in Iran. Iran has done no such thing. I mean, bombing a hospital in Israel yesterday, they are targeting civilians. I want to take a moment to point that out because we have these crazy people on our side. It's like 15% of the Republican Party the punditry screaming in defense of the Ayatollah. It is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. Now, we've got folks on the left who are very anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish. They are screaming on behalf of the Ayatollah, trying to protect him, trying to save him, while calling Israel a terrorist state. And the Ayatollah just keeps hitting civilian areas in Israel. But it tells you a couple different things. One of the things it tells you, militarily, Iran doesn't seem to have the precision ability to really hit key tactical sites, military sites inside Israel. They're not really able to do that. Not in the way that Israel has strategically, they haven't been focusing on, trying to take out a hospital, trying to kill little kids like Iran is because they're evil. they've been trying to take out, hey, you know what, we're going to take out the ballistic missile launchers. We're going to take out key military sites. We're going to take out key sites, leadership sites. We're going to try to limit civilian casualties. I just want to use this moment to point out to you. While the anti-Israel, you know, wing of the Republican Party, and a lot of them are prone to kookery, you know, ignores the fact Iran is almost totally targeting civilians, just like Hamas does. And yet nobody cares. I mean, it's like, oh yeah, that's what they do. You know, they're good people. No, they're not good people. One of the strangest things, it's just absolutely bizarre. Charlie Kirk, a Trump supporter. Let me just give you an example of what's going on online. Okay. Charlie Kirk cheering yesterday, cheering at the fact that the proponents he believes for regime change inside the Trump administration have had to pivot in the last 24 hours because they are losing. He's super excited, trying to save the Ayatollah. You've lost me. I don't understand. The determination of some Trump supporters to save the Iranian regime that armed, trained, funded, and did logistical support for the October 7th slaughter. And has demonstrated they would do the same here and will on U.S. soil by trying to kill Trump two times. It's bizarre. They are pulling out the stops to save the Ayatollah. What? Like, just what? The only thing I can think of is there is a shade of conspiracy theorist online that's getting really big hits right now, trending World War III, trending fake doom, trending fear, trending, you know, oh, we got to fight the neocons, all this, oh, that, we got to save Khomeini after he tried to kill Trump on our soil. And there doesn't seem to be a really good understanding of what I've been warning about. Once you go here, future Republican candidates for president who are viable will have to try to survive long enough to get elected because Iran will hunt them on U.S. soil as it did Trump, and the Democrats will let them. They will wink, wink, nod, nod, snicker as the assassination attempts go forward. The FBI will approve their visas to come here, interview them at the airport, and let them go, as the FBI did with Asif Marchant, and then let him overstay his visa. Oh, so they could watch him. Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the same people who are helping the Chinese, we found out this week, steal the election in 2020 and censoring Americans who figured it out that the election was stolen. That FBI was just trying to protect Trump from the Iranian assassin whose visa they approved. No, no. The FBI, Iran, and the Democrats were trying to kill Trump through benign neglect. Oh, did you want to kill Trump? Here, have a visa to come in through Houston. You know, we're going to interview you before we let you go. Mm-hmm. We'll interview you before we let you go, Asif Marchant. Folks, this regime cannot stand. Somebody needs to call up Charlie Kirk and explain these things to him. Trump gets it. He said it yesterday. I was waiting for this. I was hunted by Iran. This is a remarkable audio clip.
I said I had a focus. I was the hunted. And now I'm the hunter. It's a big difference.
I was the hunted. I was hunted on American soil. And every future Republican candidate will be too, with the tacit approval, wink, wink, nod, nod, of Democrats who won't even sanction Iran for this. And you got Tucker Carlson, Charlie Kirk, trying to save the Ayatollah. So what? What is your plan? The candidate, what, rides around in an armored vehicle when he's not in a basement campaigning because they can't go out in public? They might die. Except this time it's going to be a dirty bomb. It's going to be a dirty bomb at the future Trump rally. I mean, what the heck, folks?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Texture writes, hey, Tara, please pray for half this nation. Sorry, please pray for this nation, half this nation, and our children have been brainwashed. How do we unbrainwash them with the fake internet and the media's constant bombardment? As Larry Elder used to say, we have a country to save. Okay, well, let's rewind. Let's back up for a second. Sometimes in the fog of war, you can't see if you're making progress. All you see is the fog and the war. We are, golly, the winds we have notched. I need to do a Battleground America podcast on this. Now, I mean, I just go back to something this morning. In liberal Gallup polling, okay? I mean, I opened the show with this morning. 2/3 in the U.S. now prefer the birth sex to be on IDs. That number is increasing. 69% of U.S. adults continue to believe that transgender athletes should only be allowed to play on the sports teams that match their birth sex. Now, here's the crazy thing. Again, that is a 10 percentage points gain over 2021. 10%. Folks, we've never won on culture issues before. Never, not in my lifetime. It's always been going backwards. I didn't think we could go in a different direction. Why is this? Why have you seen a 10-point change in these issues since 2021? Left's never seen this before. Why? It's X. It's freedom of speech. It's the degradation of the mainstream media that has no credibility because we gobsmack them every time they open their mouth with the truth. You can share off X, so it doesn't matter video-wise whether you have an X account. We share off Rumble. It doesn't matter if you have a Rumble account or you never go on Rumble. Your uncle's sending you Rumble videos. We get together as a family. I mean, my family liked, you know, last weekend, a wonderful weekend for Father's Day. Cooked for both the dads. It's a joy to get to do that. What are we doing? We're all sharing videos with each other. Did you see this? Did you know this? Did you see this? Everybody's doing that. We got more free speech in this country right now. And that is where you get a 10-point gain on these issues. Let me show you one. Let me tell you another one. All-time high in our lifetimes of men 29 and under, 18 to 29, saying they are conservative. 14-point swing. Not a 14% swing. 14-point swing since 11 years ago. Now, normally men, yes, do trend to be right-wing in the majority by the time they hit their early 30s. They aren't waiting. In fact, it's so radical, the change, because they are the most fervent users of social media. It's so radical, the change that's happened. We have a large majority of men now who are young, 18 to 29, who are conservative. That hasn't happened in my lifetime. They were always majority Democrat, not by a lot, but they always were. It's a 14-point swing. And you know what's even scarier for the left? Poll under 18, see what it says among the boys. Go below 18. Go ahead and see what that looks like. It's worse for them. Why? These boys are playing video games. They're in the chat rooms for the video games, and they're sharing these same videos. Mainstream media, what's that? This is a generation completely unbrainwashed by CNN, completely unbrainwashed by MSNBC, completely unbrainwashed by the mainstream media. They can't even reach them. They're not even on the platform. For the first time in America, in probably 125 years, we're having a real debate. We may win it. It's possible. I mean, look, we're going to have to hand-to-hand combat fight them every single day. But at least now we're on the battlefield. We weren't on a battlefield before. So good gosh, don't get down. Yeah, the left's going to notch wins. They will. We're notching more. And let me tell you, did you see what happened overnight, folks? Do you see what happened in Portland? Portland was trending this morning. Now the left's goons are surrounding ICE buildings in Portland. Let me tell you what to do. Doing, they're working up to burning them down with the ICE agents inside. That's what they're working. They don't quite have the guts to do it yet, but they're probing and trying to see, is there a place, is there a city we'll be allowed to do this? That was what was happening in Oregon yesterday. It took Department of Homeland Security agents with flashbangs, crowd control munitions, and tear gas. And you look at this, they were forming a wall around the ICE building, trapping the agents inside. You know how terrifying that is? Because you understand, when you are inside a post-constitutional, post-American blue area, you are behind enemy lines in America. I'm serious. I said this on Newsmax when I was on there the other day, and the host bust out laughing. She thought I was joking. I'm like, no, that wasn't a joke. That was for real. Like, that's yes. You don't know if you're behind enemy lines and you're surrounding the ICE building surrounded. The ICE agents don't know. They call 911 all day long. If they want, nobody's coming. It's like when Washington went out into the wilds and had to fight the Indians. It is wild. Because they're desperate. They're desperate. Folks, I can't play this enough. Steve Hilton. Steve Hilton, investigative reporter, talking News Nation about how the left's leadership is trying to facilitate the murder of ICE agents.
We now know that just a little over a week ago, on Friday, when this all started in Los Angeles, ICE officers, federal law enforcement officials, they're doing a job given to them by the President of the United States on a policy platform that he was elected to deliver. They're being confronted by protesters. They are worried about their safety. They're being physically, they feel under physical threat. They requested help from the LAPD, from the Sheriff's Department, and they were denied. And instead of actually stepping in at that point, and Governor Newsom saying, we can't allow law enforcement officials to fear for their safety and not protect them, he did nothing. And you hear stories now of local law enforcement kept for 15 hours in a parking lot, waiting for orders to deploy as the riots were beginning. Nothing happening. Total dereliction of duty from Gavin Newsom.
Again, UK Daily Mail. Mayor of LA, Karen Bass, personally goes into the command center of the LAPD to ensure that the calls for help from ICE agents trapped in the building are not answered. What is she giving the crowd, the mob, time to do? Because remember, they had the building surrounded. What do you think they're doing there? Come on. It's a flanking move. You saw this in Oregon last night. They had to put snipers on the roof. Folks, what am I describing to you right now? This is war. This is guerrilla war. Armed guard. This is a reporter out of Portland. Armed guards on the roof of an ICE facility in Portland as an angry mob of Antifa and anti-ICE extremists, left-wing lunatics, all march toward the building, surround it, attack it. Yeah, you send in the National Guard. Folks, this is guerrilla warfare. You want to know where this comes from? Google. Get another search engine. Karl Marx, guerrilla warfare. Start reading. Same story as this whole segment. It's how they fight in the streets in post-American territory. It's on, folks. It's on. We need to send the National Guard to Portland now. But remember during the Summer of Love when the mayor had to say, as in Washington State, the mayor had to say, listen, stop burning down buildings. You're going to kill someone. You got to tell them these things.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all-stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.